This is the KHSU Magazine Show. My name's Katie Whiteside, and in the studio with me today, I have Maggie Gaynor and Eddie Blakesley, and they're both here to talk about Zero Waste Humboldt, which was formed back in 2011 and is the only organization on the Redwood Coast that specializes solely on zero waste solutions. Good afternoon and welcome to the two of you.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Thanks for joining me. Now, Eddie is here as part of Los Bagels, and we're going to talk to you in a few minutes. But let's start with Maggie first to talk about some of the issues that have come up with Zero Waste Humboldt and some bag issues.
Well, it's been pretty extraordinary the past few years. A lot of several projects that I'll just mention very briefly. It's been exciting, and I think just widespread acceptance from the community about what we're doing. In November, I'll just say, the proliferation of plastic, single-use plastic packaging has been overwhelming. It's much more and much faster. It keeps coming than recycling programs can keep up with. So the California voters last November passed the California Plastic Bag Law. And locally, Zero Waste Humboldt is sort of assisting, it's just the nonprofit in the community, the County of Humboldt, to make sure the word gets out that it's here, it's now, it's a California law. There's 79 stores in Eureka and the unincorporated areas of the county that have stores that need to comply. And so we've been kind of observing them and checking in on them, interviewing them, and really trying to make sure they know what they need to do in order to comply. Now, we've noticed that a few of the larger chain company stores have, instead of, it's not really the full real intent of the law to minimize plastics. They've instead adopted using thicker plastic.
Oh.
That is technically under the law reusable.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're working their way around it.
A little bit, yeah. And then what we're doing is also we're noting that there are several that are really complying and they've adopted the practices that will help reduce plastics. One of the important parts of the law is that stores need at the counter, the clerk at the counter really is the person who's most critical in all of this. When people are checking out their groceries or their purchases, in one split second, the clerk needs to be trained to say, would you like a bag for 10 cents? We've always paid for all those plastic bags. The cost has been embedded.
Right, and but people don't know that.
People don't know that.
Right.
So this is not new, but now they must be informed of it because we have learned from research with lots of other kinds of things that the big behavior changer is that 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So they must be notified by the clerk, the employee, when they're checking out your purchases to just say, and would you like to have a bag for 10 cents? Or did you bring your own?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a real critical issue. Some do and some don't. And I can tell. I went to Walgreens the other day and I could tell that that employee was trained.
Yeah.
And just real in a split second, what he informed me was that I could make the decision to bring my own bag, I could buy the 10-cent bag, or my purchases were small enough I could walk out without needing a bag. So that's critical, and we're working on getting the word out, making sure the stores know what they need to know to comply.
Can I interrupt you here? So those 70, you said 79 stores?
Mm-hmm.
So when you go and observe them, how are you working with them then?
Yeah, our strategy, we talked a lot about this to get started,
yeah,
has been to be, you know, go the positive route. When we note stores that are in full compliance and in the spirit of the law and everything, then we get the word out. This is, you know, now here's another great example, another store that has, you know, really done the right thing. And it is an issue for all of us as individual shoppers to remember that darn bag.
I know.
And just
it's
keep
hard.
Them in our car. And after a while, it took me a while.
Yeah.
After a while, I got used to it. So the message to all of the individual shoppers, mm-hmm, is take your own bag. And if you notice that at the particular store you're shopping at, like the clerk that I mentioned who said, "And would you like a bag for 10 cents? I thanked him and I said, "Sounds to me like you've been accurately trained in the new law." So, you know, just it only takes really a couple of seconds to engage and say, "Oh, I noticed that you're not, you're handing out plastic bags still. You're not complying with the new state law. Do you need any information?" Mm-hmm. Zero Waste Humboldt would be happy to provide some to you. So there's no need for confrontation or grumpy discussions right there when you're in a hurry to make a purchase. But we just really try to applaud everybody who's going for it and trying to help us all reduce all that plastic.
Is there anything that we should do as consumers when we go through lines? Should we be the positive like you're doing?
Yes, yes.
And encourage that?
What we started to see happening is people were contacting Zero Waste Humboldt and kind of tattletelling.
Right.
You know, we don't mind being informed. It helps us keep track. But really, you're standing there with the money in your hand.
Right.
And so you can, you know, let them know that you hope that they have a plan to comply with the law soon, if they're going to be switching over anytime soon. And then you can encourage that they contact us for any kind of, we can do employee training mm-hmm. at the different stores.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, we're willing to help with that.
Yeah, and learn how to do customer service the way that you're saying these other people are doing it, which sounds really great.
Yeah.
And I've encountered that.
It doesn't need to take longer. It actually can be faster.
It's really easy. Great. So that's good. So that's part of the bag law. Then, well, are there any fines with that?
Eventually, if a store is just absolutely out of compliance forever and they're mm-hmm. just not, you know. So it's new and we're all being reasonable about it. It takes time to make a change.
Okay, so we're not sure when they're going to really start enforcing
or enforcement,
it.
Not quite yet.
Okay, but not yet.
Yeah.
But stores should get on board.
Mm-hmm.
And what other things do you have coming
up? Yeah, just a couple more things. Yeah. We just completed a pilot project that was funded by Humboldt Area Foundation mm-hmm. in three local high schools, Northern Humboldt High Schools. And it went so well, we're interested to pursue that further now in more high schools and to see if we can do something regular with maybe even part of some high school classes. We call it our Zero Waste High School Leaders Project. And high school students, a handful, six of them, picked their own projects. And then our folks, Emma Held, our project manager, worked with them. And it involves a lot of the metrics and measurement and establishing a baseline and doing some research on your own. These were projects on their own high school campuses about wastefulness that they saw in ways to reduce waste in different material types, different habits, different systems. So that went really well, and we'll do more with that.
I think I saw a picture online at your website of students with a whole bag of trash, maybe. Am I wrong? And
that's
they were going
right.
through it. And
that was at NPA.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then there's another project that started as a little tester pilot with the city of Eureka. We call it our refill, not landfill. And these kinds of projects and campaigns are happening all over the country. We have learned that public education alone mm-hmm. is not enough. And a lot of times we need to beef up our local infrastructure to support reuse. So this is all around raising money to get more water bottle refill stations, hydration stations in public buildings. They're starting to be everywhere in urban areas, and we don't have them everywhere here yet. Mm-hmm. So when you're all the public buildings, we're starting to see that they're popping up more and more in business establishments, schools. So we're just working right now with local governments, school districts, raising money. I'm hoping we'll be getting more involvement from Rotary Clubs. Coast Central Credit Union just awarded a grant to help us with this. So it's refill, not landfill. And it'll be more convenient for people to leave alone, not buy those single-use plastic water bottles, and to have their own reusable, refillable bottle, because refilling will become more convenient. And we've got to start somewhere, and we're all working on that bit by bit. City of Eureka, City of Arcata are starting to have one by one, more hydration stations. Last thing I'll mention is technical assistance and training is critical for zero waste. There's still a little bit of a popular misconception that it's about recycling, and recycling is only one component and not even the most important component of what zero waste is. And so last October 2016, we hosted a training of zero waste metrics, measurements, how to establish a baseline, how to go about really monitoring that you're really, really reducing waste, not just figuring out ways to recycle more waste, you know? And it's all about waste prevention at the point of purchase for individuals and for businesses. So Eddie attended that training. There were 24 folks, and he was one of them. Go for it.
Eddie, what happened? You went to the training, and you're with Los Bagels. What happened when you went to this training?
We all sat in a room and basically just kind of absorbed all the different ways that people are reducing waste, and looked at different graphs on ways people are tracking what they're you know, creating in each place, and then went through different steps of how you could start to divert that out of the landfill or out of incineration. So what I took from that was, oh, this is a great opportunity to come back and start our own graphs and start seeing what we have. And instead of looking at it all as like, how do I get rid of all this stuff, you know, and start diverting it right away, we just started doing one thing at a time. So we looked at everything that was compostable, and we started weighing that as it went out. And in the beginning, I started taking all the compost home in buckets and putting it into our compost. And as my wife kept looking at me, then I got lucky enough to have the Arcata Compost Revolution and Alec Howard come on board. And then they started taking the compost. And as that grew, we ended up adding more bins. And then we started digging through all of our customer trash each day and seeing what was in there, and, you know, and being able to sort that. And then now we've gotten to the point where we're just looking through all of the trash and seeing what we still have and marking down those items and doing it one step at a time. How do we take this out of the trash? Mm-hmm. How do we stop having this in our trash? And so what it's created, not only are we diverting things out of landfill or incineration, but we have created this huge team effort within all of our staff, both Eureka, Arcata, and up at HSU and wholesale, that everybody's on board coming up with ideas of how to eliminate things that we are sending to the landfill.
Excellent. And what do you say to businesses out there that are listening to you talk? Like, what can they get from this? Because you've got a lot of it, it looks like.
I think the most important thing is just to try. Mm-hmm. You can't fail. Right. You can only do good. So if you're already not diverting anything, then one more thing is better. And if you keep trying, you're going to keep diverting more and more.
Well, we're out of time, actually, right now. So if people have more questions about this and about the training, Maggie?
We'll have more training for more businesses. Contact us.
How do they contact you?
Email's the fastest. It's contact@zerowastehumboldt.org.
All right. Thank you so much. I know it was a short bit that we had on here, and we'll have you back in to talk more about how we can do better here in Humboldt County. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.